This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We kick things off on our Saturday morning South Florida High School Sports radio show with a player that I watched last year at North Miami. Really solid quarterback, but has developed so much over the last year. He's at Northwestern now. He's one of the – I mean, he's got a tough spot, obviously, coming in after a pretty productive quarterback like Tutu Atwell. But different type of quarterback, a passing guy who really has – shown a lot during the offseason. As I said, his stock went up. Isaiah Velez, and he joins us this morning. Isaiah, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a really exciting offseason for you. I mean, every time anybody goes on social media, probably over the last six weeks or so, had an opportunity to follow your journeys that took you everywhere from Tennessee to LSU to FSU in front of some of the top college coaches in the country. And the reports continued to be glowing about what you've done, what you continue to do. Talk about that. That's big time. I mean, that's a great exposure for you. And what an opportunity. Talk about those camps and what they did for your exposure.
You know, Larry, it went really well. I had time to talk to coaches, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback coach. I really developed a good relationship between all those coaches. They were like, they couldn't believe how I was not rated. And they were shocked because I'm like such a good quarterback. And right. And I was beating all the top quarterbacks there that they had invited, because it was an invite camp. So, and they were just shocked.
I mean, everybody wasn't. I mean, you look like we were reading the reports from LSU, especially, and some of their top writers who were, who were talking about the very thing that you just said. He said, and I saw one, I guess it was a quote, it said, in a sea of four and five stars, here's a kid out of Florida who was a no-star. Who stole the show. And I mean, and that's pretty good, because they're not just going to throw that around, Isaiah, and just say that, because they have, you know, too many quality football players. So obviously you impressed with your arm strength, which we knew you had, your accuracy, which we knew you had as well. What do you think the difference for you has been over the last year? I mean, obviously growth and maturity come naturally, but what has been the difference for you, from your football standpoint?
Well, you know, I learned so much with my quarterback coach, Luis Cardona. You know, I think he's the best in the county, as in coaching-wise, and teaching me coverages and learning by technique and stuff like that. And, you know, he's been teaching me a lot, putting a lot of time in with me. And that really helped me throughout all these camps and my off-season work ethic.
Yeah, I mean, and it's paid off. Isaiah Velez joins us. He's a senior at Miami Northwestern. And, you know, just to say that, I mean, you're talking about the defending 6A state champions that had a very productive quarterback in Tutu Atwell, who I know you know and you've watched, one of the better athletes that have come through here in a long time. And then you come into a situation where those fans, and you know those fans, they taste that blood and they want more. And they want to be in that mix again. And talk about that, because I know you have a way of blocking out things, but sometimes it's tough to block out, you know, an entire community like that. How have they embraced you, and how have the teammates, how have you gotten along with the teammates?
You know, my teammates show a lot of love to me. You know, they embrace me so much, and I get along with them, and they get along with me. And the fans, they're like, they love me a lot too. Like the first day, they already told me that they love me.
Hey. I mean, and for Northwestern fans to say that's high praise, and certainly the atmosphere, the football atmosphere around there, that's amazing. Talk about that too, because I mean, anytime you walk those halls or get on that football field, there's been a lot of talented guys who are like NFL stars throughout their career, played there. What's that like? And you know, what's it like to be a part of that now?
Well, you know, it's an honor to be a part of that top-notch program. You know, it takes a lot of talent. And, you know, like when you show talent to your teammates, you don't really have to do anything else to make them embrace you, you know.
Right, right. And Coach Max, being a defensive guy, he must try to throw a lot of stuff at you. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. because, you know, I mean, Carroll City's not going to ease up. Central's not going to ease up. What's it like to go against that defense? Because we know that Northwestern's defense, the trademark over the years, what's it like that? Because everybody's an athlete over there, and everybody runs.
Yeah, I mean, I think my defense is the best in our class, because I always go against them, and that's always making me better. So I feel like I can go against any defense, basically.
Yeah, and then you look at the secondary. I mean, last year Northwestern had a really solid secondary. This year, with the addition of a couple of guys, but to me, up front is going to be the key. I mean, with the Jarrell Kidd and Cansey and Sam Brooks and guys like that, then the linebacking core. Because I'm looking at it from a defensive standpoint, because you're the quarterback that has to go against them, and your offensive line is very good. How's that matchup when you guys scrimmage a little bit? I mean, do you guys more than hold your own? Do you move the ball? Do you get a lot of good drives going?
Yes, we do. You know, the practices are intense. Like, it gets a little bit competitive.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we hold our own.
So, as we're speaking with Isaiah Velez, Miami Northwestern quarterback, college choices. Now, how's that going to happen? Now, you're getting a lot of interest. I mean, I don't know how many offers are coming out of this, but and certainly they should. You've already proven yourself. What does it look like for you now? I know you got a couple of offers on the table. What else are you looking at?
I'm really waiting for that big offer, you know, so I could.
What did LSU say? What did Tennessee say? What did FSU say? What did they tell you? Because, I mean, you can't just be one of the MVPs of their camp and let you walk off into the sunset without saying something.
You know, all those coaches over there, they all love me, but unfortunately, they want to see me during the season.
Okay.
How it plays off.
Well, that may be an advantage for you, because you got a lot of talent around you, and as long as they see you throwing the ball to some pretty good guys. Talk about your offense. We haven't talked much about it. You got a really solid running game, as I mentioned, an offensive line. How's that working out? And you got some new receivers to throw to. Give them guys some pub.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like my O-line is the best in our class, because they really held up well during the Atlanta game. And I was kind of surprised, because all these coaches, like especially our coaches, were getting mad during practice because they weren't really holding up like that. But they have really shocked me, and our coaches are nice. Holding up, and the receivers did good at the game too.
And that running game is going to be crazy. You know, I mean, you got three really, really good backs. Well, I'm excited for you, Isaiah. I appreciate you coming in on a Saturday morning and talking with us. And we'll be following you. And certainly when you get those big offers, let us know.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Anytime. Isaiah Velez, quarterback at Miami Northwestern, kicks off our show for a Saturday morning.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.